Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom. Hello. Welcome to the Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host. I'm a spiritual mentor, a sound healer, and a coach for women and those who desire to reclaim their power. And we are here every Sunday at 12 p.m. here, LA time, to discover, to share, and to explore those places that are really sometimes scary when we exit a relationship, when we are in a funk, as I heard a friend said that. It's kind of a gist of everything. So how do we go about reclaiming or remembering the truth about who we are? We are without the fear of being judged, without the fear of what may happen, that we don't know what it is. And so, discovering these places and being able to map these experiences and to fly out of these negative, if there are negative, which usually they are accompanied when trauma happens or when there is a discord with people. Beyond that stage of he said, she said, what happened, who said, why. Coming out of that and being able to see everything like a map. So first and foremost, every morning, it's like, it was 21 days to break an old habit and to start a new one. And so when we practice saying something, maybe we are not in that space, but we want to be in that space. And so we practice saying something. And slowly, if we have a layer of protection, a layer of protection from something new, then when we keep saying something, the vibrations and the sound and the energies that come out of our mouth and back into us through our ears, and feeling the vibrations and the energy of these words, something penetrates. There is a crack. It's like a window. Suddenly there is a crack. And when there is a crack, the potential is there. And the potential is there to seep in to these words that we say, to seep in. Just like the example that they gave about Professor Emoto with the water. To seep in. And then we adapt ourselves anew. Something new, something different. So the reason I'm saying all this is, well, because it came to me, but really about the sentence and the daily prayer of Ve'ahavta le'recha kamocha. And there are so many layers to this utterance, to this prayer, to this desire. Hareini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta le'recha kamocha. I hereby accept on myself the utterance or the due commandment of love your partner, friend, person you were with, person you're going to be with, the same way that you express love to yourself. How would you like? How would you feel? How would you be? How do you feel being seen when you're standing in front of somebody else? the focus, the different layers of the first focus is on us. Is on us to allow to see us. And that has so many layers. In the Kabbalah, it talks about it. Every opinion, there are 70 opinions to every. Doesn't matter how you turn it around. Every matter has a maximum of 70 opinions, 70 different angles. In everything, same thing in this sentence, we can dig into this and see how many angles there are to this, but this is all part of our experiences that come together. And our experiences come together, and when we look at a sentence like this, how do we implement it in our daily life? And the experiences are bringing back the understanding. So, for example, many times we do something or we say something, and later on we connect the dot. We connect the dots. I say, oh yes, now I understand why this happened this way and this happened that way. And in situations when you are in tune, when you are in tune with what you're doing with your conscious choices, then you can see that happening real time. And that's amazing when that happens. Because when you're able to see how your choices are coming from a place that is your truth, a place that you make a choice not to do something to somebody else, not to instigate or create a negative, just like there is revenge, but there is the keeping it inside before it comes out. You're holding it. I forgot the word now. Keeping it inside. Well, actually, oh, there we go. Lost my train of thought. Okay, let me give you the phone number. Maybe it'll come back after the last digit. 323-203-0815. I'd love to hear you sharing, calling, asking. We hear, we discover. Anything goes. Any questions, any topic. Well, almost. I'd rather not do politics, but it really is a whole different story. But anything goes. 323-203-0815. Okay, I said the last digit twice. And so when we are saying things, when we come from a place of recognizing what did not work in one aspect and making a different choice. Not necessarily a good choice or a negative choice, just a different choice. Because the different choice will most likely produce a different result. And that brings it to what I want to focus on today. How can we measure our results? In any situation, we're going in our daily routines, daily lives. We do a job, we have a project, we have clients. We are embarking on a project. We are writing a piece of paper. We are going somewhere. We are doing our, now in a deeper level, we're going through our experiences. We're experiencing pain. How do we know that we're growing if we keep feeling similar feelings, if we keep feeling patterns are repeating? For example, if you meet somebody, how do you know that you've really attracted someone who is here to compliment you, who is here to for you to be like walking at the up a step. One time the right leg pulls and one time the left leg pulls. And you can't walk 30 steps with one foot, jumping on one foot. I mean, you can, but unless you're exercising. But really, it's a balance. It's a balance of how the things are, and when there is a reciprocation, there is also a circular motion. I'm not talking about what's in it for me attitude. And that is one of the things that can come up. But this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that there is a natural cycle of giving and receiving, so I can give. And then I receive. And then I can give more. But it is not about, okay, I'm going to give you, I'm going to be in a place of giving just so I can receive. However, because we are experiencing everything in this plane, in this level, in this earthly existence, we're humans. We have our emotions, we have our needs, and we have our desires. It's not coming from this place, these places of the needs and desires, but recognizing that they are there. And when we have a need or desire, if we come from that isolated point of a need, then we're missing the big picture. If we're coming from this isolated point of a need, we become that need. If I allow that need, I need to be this, I need to have this, I need to have this, I need to have that, I'm coming from that place, many times we can miss the bigger picture. And so, it's like, I was once invited to a jury duty. And I don't know, those of you who did that, at least what I have experienced is that it was isolated incident in the entire case. It was an isolated incident in that entire case, and only that incident was being on the docket. Only that incident. Now, it was really taking something, it's like taking a sentence out of a context and making a whole different story about that. Now, yes, there is probably a responsibility, accountability for a certain thing. It wasn't a big case. It was a family law case. And it's funny to say even family law. It's like, first of all, it is everything but the family. And it's definitely not a law, because there are so many things that are being played behind the scenes. But anyway, so the taking it out of context and just focusing on that, and focusing only on that without including the entire picture. And so making a detrimental decision about one incident taken out of the entire context and not being given to be able to judge in that context of that world, of the legal world, there was no opportunity to be inclusive. And so it's just like that. When we are in a place where we are focusing only on what we need, and that becomes important. And there are many things that are an opportunity to look at that time. So how can we measure our results? How can we measure our results when we wake up and when we understand? When we wake up in the morning and we understand that we are exactly where we have to be with all the choices that we've made. And you feel this expansion in you. And that expansion is what will follow you also when you know, when you feel the noetic sense of a choice that came out of the entire picture for you. That you made a choice from a bigger perspective. You made a choice from a place of inclusion. And sometimes, when you separate, there is the pain of the separation. There is the pain of that was known, this known part. And yet in the bigger picture, in the bigger picture of your journey, of your understanding where it is that you don't want to be in. From that place, you know that you are in peace, and you know that your involvement in any relationship with a person that ended, or you understand that it was exactly how it was supposed to be. And we don't know what the results of what we do are. We can control really only our intention and what we put in. And it's also interesting to discover that which you put in, where is that coming from? Like I talked earlier. Is it coming from a place of a need? Is it coming from a place of a realization? So, have a dance with this. Have a dance until the morning. Until the morning. Morning is where things come into order. Versus the night where things are kind of all over, a mix. This is the interpretation of the word Erev, evening, in Hebrew. Everything is mixed. The sun goes down, metaphorically and realistically. The sun goes down, light goes, everything is in a mix. And then in the morning comes the word of Bokel, from order. Everything comes into order, into your visual. Enjoy the morning. Yael Naim, Sheva Babokel.
עד שהשמש תכפה בשבע בבוקר אשחה במתיקות שלך עד שהים יפקה בשבע בבוקר אגע בפצעים שבי ממך עד שהסערה תטרוף אותנו לרקוד בתוך עד שהאהבה תחליט אותנו ללכת בתוך עד שהסערה תטרוף אותנו לרקוד בתוך עד שהאהבה תחליט אותנו ללכת בתוך עד כשהשמש תכפה בשבע בבוקר נשחה במתיקות שלך עד שהים יפקה בשבע בבוקר ניגע בפצעים שבי ממך עד שהסערה תטרוף אותנו לרקוד בתוך עוד שעבה תחליט אותנו ללכת בתוך עוד שהסערה תטרוף אותנו לרקוד בתוך עוד שעבה תחליט אותנו ללכת בתוך ללכת בתוך ללדת בתוך שמש תכפה בשבע בבוקר.
Yeah, that was Yael Benaim. Yael Naim, sorry. שבע בבוקר. Getting up in the morning, of course, metaphor. Discovering where everything is, where everything is in with you, and how are you measuring the success? Success is the movement, the way that I'm looking at it in this context, and actually in every context, is moving, is recognizing where you are and moving from one place to the other with your whole self. With your whole self. With all your fears, with all your joys, with your entire self, without the fear of being judged. Without the fear. Fear underneath, you can put everything else that is negative. That's the umbrella, so to speak. But how do we measure that? So you exited a relationship, or you ended the work. And you start reflecting. And you start reflecting. And you discover another layer of the ve'ahavta le'recha kamocha. Love your friend or partner or person you're with or was or will be. The same way that you express love to yourself. And you realize, and this is the place to do the work. To do this work of growth, of shift. Now, things don't have to change if they are working for you. It doesn't mean that everything has to change, but everything will change, and everything does change just by its nature. Also, if you do something, also, if you are in a relationship for a long time, which is wonderful, it is also shifting. It is also changing. But you go with your whole self to a whole brand new place. And so you've been out of a relationship and you're meeting somebody. You're meeting somebody, you are discovering something new or something that appears to be new. And you discover different angles of yourself. So this is a wonderful place, an opportunity. You are ready. You want to be in a new place. You want to be in a new relationship. And you meet somebody. I heard one sentence from a song. We love unreasonably for a moment of joy. I love that sentence. It's all mixed up. Everything is mixed up. We love unreasonably. Love many times is nothing to do with reason. As it appears, as it is, could be in the beginning. We fall in love, or we are in that space of wanting to give and giving and being in a place of giving from ourselves. Everybody gives in their own way, in their own place. Or it could appear like that to that person. So how do you measure your progress of your journey? How do you know if you are on the right path? 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Because if I don't say that, I forget. And so... how do we measure? So one thing when... And those are a couple of points that are said by the Kabbalistic sages. And how do we recognize that we are on the right pattern, that we are embracing this new experience, not from an old pattern, not from an old place? One of the things that is talked about in Kabbalah is about being clear in the lanes. Be clear in your lanes. When you drive a car, you're in your lane. What happens when you cross over? Well, you have to make sure that when you cross over, there is a right space, there is a place that can hold you, that can contain your car, because otherwise... Right. And then you can move over. But when you are when you come together in a relationship, it is very important to be clear on your lanes. Meaning, first of all, we start with you, right? Be clear about where you want to be. How do you want, what is your intention? How do you want your journey to look like with the person in front of you? Now, so you want your life in a certain way. We all can make plans from here until tomorrow. But then we really don't have control of the results, right? We can only initiate, as it says in the Torah and the Gemara, hishtadlut, the effort that we are putting, and the effort is like that first piece of domino. It doesn't mean that you just put an effort and that's it, and then you sit. But it's the effort that will cultivate a cycle of work, a trigger for what is happening, for what will evolve, and how how big or small your part in what is happening. So you meet somebody and you are in the space of nothing else is important, right? The funny thing is, the funny not as making a joke, but the funny thing is from a part of a realization, is it is really that place that is really free of filters. You know, that initial time, that period of time where you meet somebody, and there is an overlook of what is really important for you. Now, if you don't voice, and if you don't say, and if you are not in a place of being firm on what it is that you want, not firm as far as negative, or just knowing your truth, at least until this revelation in your journey, knowing this part, how are you moving into this new place? Are you moving into a new place where you start seeing and feeling old patterns? I know I've been there. And if I've been there, everybody. We all go through the same things, just with a different story, with the different characters, with the different actors. Just like he says, you know, the world is a stage and we are actors. So we are acting different scripts now. Acting is a figurative. It doesn't mean that it is not serious, of course. And we are playing a role. At the end of the play, we go behind the scene to the green room, right? Or behind the stage. It's the same thing here. We are souls that are in this physical. And eventually we go back to the backstage and we are, oh, you've been my teacher. Oh, you've been this. Oh, you've been. We recognize our parts later on. So now, you come into a new place. You're in this new experience of loving unreasonably for a moment of joy. But does joy have to be a moment in time? Because joy and a moment in time really are contrasts. Moment in time that is here to allow us to measure. But really, those of you who have experienced out-of-body experience and different spiritual encounters and spiritual connections, I've had downloads, I've had experiences that I could feel that expansion, that understanding, that noetic sense that it is winter, summer, autumn, spring, sun, light, day, morning, everything in one at once. It's like experiencing joy. It's the initial moment when something happens. Is that something happens that gives you that the beginning of an experience, of a joyous experience. That initial moment, chedva, is that joy. Is that peak on top of the roller coaster before you drop down where your butt lifts up the chair for a second. It's that moment. So, we go back and forth from this moment to this moment. But it's that moment of joy. So when we are in that moment of joy, many times we don't see that which we went through and worked to not repeat again. And so what happens when this comes to you? This is the moment where you see change in your perception. You can call it a growing up. You can call it adapting. You can call it accepting. This is all the same, because all that created to a move, to a change in the direction. And to change the direction of a cell, of anything, you have to go to the root, to the nucleus, and poke it for that to change. And many times this poking happens through trauma. And the trauma causes the change. And when we are doing this change, when we are poking, we are creating it from, we are creating, or we are inviting, or we are being in it. When we are creating, when we are accessing, poking that nucleus, that really nucleus of the cell, we are creating, through that trauma, we are creating a change. We're creating a change that shifts that to a different direction. And the fact of that being shifting and changing to a different direction, it affects everything around it. So now that that causes also some kind of a trauma, but on the other side, right? It's on the other side. It's the side of that, the trauma that caused the change that caused the trauma. It's like the on the flip side, on the other side, it is like when we give, then there is a reciprocation, and then there is a giving, and then there is coming back, and so there is this churning of the wheels. It's the same thing with the trauma that causes a change, that causes a trauma. Not to attach any emotional things to it, just like a map, just like to look at it like moving chess pieces. Oh, if I move here, this will be here, this will be that. I feel that when we are in this space where we can map our experiences, we can enjoy, we can really enjoy the emotional experiences that we are going through. And how do we get to mapping these experiences? We have to go through these emotional experiences enough times that takes you to recognize the needed change within the nucleus, at the bottom, at the core of everything. And so recognizing, for example, and not being, and when I say not being afraid in of being judged, what does that mean? How does that come into play? So I know for me, this is to encompass everything, but this is an example. If you have something you wish to share, I'd love to hear that from you. For me, for example, there is something with being judged. And of course, we come with our own baggage and our own luggage, and I grew up with my own things, and that was one of them. That is one of the wounds. And it triggers, and it's not one thing, isolated thing, like the example I gave about going to a jury duty, where everything is being isolated and focusing only on that. So when I'm talking about being judged, we could do a solution focused, for example, solution focused therapy on how to find a solution for something in a practical manner. And that can move you on to a next movement or to a next step. But the question is, if it is something that is coming from a deeper place, because being judged brings fear, comes from fear, could bring a lot of other things that are together with it, that cultivated that space. So if I don't allow space for this to unfold and to go deep and to dig deep and to take it out from the root, then what happens when you just cut a plant on the top, on the ground, it will grow up again. What happens when you take down a branch of a tree? It'll grow up again. It'll grow out. Because the root is still there. And it is the same thing with what doesn't work for you will never work for you. If it doesn't work for you now, for example, of being judged or being in a negative space or spiritually draining or physically draining or emotionally draining, it is not cultivating your growth. And if it is not cultivating your growth now, when you are, for example, at step 40, it's not going to help you also when you're at step 50 of the journey. Because from 40 to 50 you advance. If something held you back at 40, it's not going to work for you at 50. And so recognizing and not being afraid, actually being very happy about expressing what works for you and what doesn't work for you, and making a different choice. And if that means, and you met somebody and you recognize those things that you've been through and that you are not in a place of cultivating anymore because they don't help you, and they definitely don't help the other person, you find yourself in this place of negativity, then it is not right for your journey. Now, you can say, well, why don't you work on that? Yes, you can. But if you don't also speak similar languages, and if you don't allow the mind to see how things are working for you, not just to let the heart to be the total soul encompasser, if that's a word. If you're not in the right vibration, if you're not in the right place, it is really a choice. Are you repeating the same thing? Do you want to be there? Is this good for you? The reason Judaism talks about mind over heart. Now, we're talking about, many times, we're talking about getting into your heart. All right? Getting into your heart. The longest journey that we'll do is 18 inches from our mind to our heart. So we are looking all the time about, yes, dropping down into our heart because we are in our mind, because we're in our mind, because we're in our mind. Yes, dropping into our heart so we can let our heart lead. Because this is where your heart feels and you can sense you come from a place of kindness, compassion. Now, when you are in a place of leading with your heart, you need guidance too. There is a sentence in one of the prayers in the morning prayers and in the Torah, and it says, "V'lo taturu acharei levavchem v'acharei enechem asher atem zonim ham," which means don't be like a tourist after your heart and your emotions. A tourist, when comes to a new place, what does he do? What do they do? They walk, wander, go here, go there. A road will lead you here, a road will lead you there. You don't know where you will end up. You'll be maybe in the other side of the town. You don't know. You're a tourist. And this is what the heart many times does. And because we carry with us our wounds from old places, and if we don't map the experiences, then these wounds are being attached to what we feel. And so we tour after our heart. Oh yeah, this is great. This is what I've been looking. This is what's doing this for me. This is what's good for me. 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 Yes, 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 yes. I want, boom. Not realizing that actually, maybe you've engaged in a, in a repeating pattern that A, it is about you, not recognizing that it takes time to build this organic flow. How could that work when your mind now says to your heart, okay, you found something you like, okay, let me take a look at it, let me see, we're making sure that we are guiding you in the right direction. Looking at where you want to be, looking at how you want to be, looking at the way that you communicate with the person in front of you. Are you able to communicate? Are you able to talk? Are you able to transfer that way of information or way of intention to one another without dropping into negative spaces? You see a couple, you say, oh, wow, they look nice, they look great, I don't understand what happened and so forth. But maybe the communication did not gel. Now, so the mind is saying, okay, this is what is happening. This is where it is. Again, I'm not taking out it's not about isolating the emotions. It is about synthesizing. It is not about being in the extreme of one thing and not recognizing what is happening in the rest of the field. It's like a musician that plays in a band, and he plays for his own. He doesn't pay attention to the rhythm, to the parts. So he's on his own. No, it is the harmony that creates this perfect performance. So ask yourself before we leave, before we end, how can I measure results? What was your direction? Where do you want to be? With the person in front of you or without? Where do you want to be? The person that will come is going to be in a complementary mode to where you want to be. And just by being in that place and being authentic with yourself and knowing where you want to go, it will cultivate that from the other person as well. So you will be giving to the other person will be reciprocating to you. And this is an energetic flow. That's an example of how you are vibrating on the same level. You are vibrating in the same place. You see things differently, but yet this is a wonderful example also to accept the person as the other person is. But if you don't have a space for you, if you don't feel that you're being in a harmonious place where it is 80% and to one direction versus there's 80-20 versus more of a balance, more of a dance going between here and left and right and left and right. Right foot pulls up the leg foot on the steps. The left one pulls up the right one. Be clear on your lanes. That's the first thing. And the second thing is feedback to one another. This is a wonderful tool to see how you communicate. How are you sharing what is important for you? This, when you give feedback, you are able to discover, are you being fearful? Are you being joyous? Are you enjoying sharing? Are you refraining from sharing? Oh, what might the other person say? Then there is something deeper in here. It is the great opportunity to discover with yourself first. What is it that you are discovering? Is it something repetitive from your past? Is it something new that you are just uncomfortable with? If you are uncomfortable with because you are not familiar with it, that's explore that. You know what you know, you don't know what you don't know. So with this, I embrace you, wishing you a wonderful week. I'm Ilan Azulay, facebook.com/bodysoulsound and bodysoulsound.com, where sound and consciousness really are merged. Have a wonderful week, and end up with a little bit of Matty Caspi, Covenant of Love, Leitot.
Listening to Abracadabra, create what you speak with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.